Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, it's a big night for Liverpool fans, have a chance of going 9 points clear at the top of the English Premier League. That would really give a sense of unstoppable momentum, we think. And also an emotional Merseyside derby too, because Everton will be hosting their arch rivals in their native Goodison Park. And it's going to be the last ever local derby to be held at Goodison, because Everton, they're moving to a new 52,000 capacity stadium, which is a Bramley Moor dock, happening this summer. It's Liverpool's game in hand that we've been going on and on about for the last while. So who better to look ahead than the former Republic of Ireland Reds midfielder Ray Houghton. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Oliver.
Now, you do so much punditry and co-commentary assessing these games for work purposes, but do you still get tingles of pure, unadulterated excitement on nights like these?
Do you know what? I'm really looking forward to the game. Good. Personally, because I'm not playing in it. I've been through far too many.
You've done a few.
My 10 years of playing it with Liverpool, playing against Everton. So I know the ferocity of these games and what they're like. And there's an extra dimension, as you just mentioned tonight, the fact that it's the last Merseyside derby at Everton. So it's going to be a hugely emotional night. Of course, you know, this is a game that should have been played a few weeks ago. And I think if it had, Liverpool would have been overwhelming favourites to win it. But since David Moyes has taken over, he's won three of the four league games that he's been involved in. He lost to Villa, and then he had a good win against Tottenham, then they beat Brighton, then they beat Leicester. So they're actually coming into the game on the back of some good form. And I know the Evertonians are actually looking forward to the game, as it was a few weeks ago. They weren't. They were dreading it. They were fearing the worst. But now they're feeling a lot more upbeat about the game.
No, it's very interesting, especially that emotional element to it should certainly add a bit of edge, because otherwise it would have looked very, very one-sided. Your own memories, Ray, scoring the goal, was it 1988? There was a FA Cup round tie at Goodison. Is that what kind of occurs to you around
then? Yeah, I think it was the fifth round of the FA Cup. Yes. It was my first match against Everton. So it wasn't a particularly good game, but to score the winning goal at Goodison Park is always, nice. Always special, of course. How I remember it now is I come leaping in from the right-hand side, a massive jump over Paul Power. Powered my header beyond Neville South. It wasn't quite like that, but the older I get, the further out I'm getting and the higher I'm jumping. But it's just great memories. It really is, Oliver. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the games between the two sides. They were ferocious back in our day. You know, the first 15, 20 minutes, you hardly seen the ball. You know, it was just running into each other and tackling, even though the ball wasn't there, is what the crowd demanded, is what the fans wanted to see. I'm glad to say it's changed somewhat now. It is more about the football side of things. And I think tonight's going to be a great game. Liverpool and Everton both lost in the FA Cup, so they'll be coming out and put down a marker tonight in this particular game. And you said, you set it up beautifully when you said that for Liverpool, you know, if they win tonight, that will be them 9 points clear of Arsenal. Yeah. And it will be hard for others to make up that gap, although there's still some big games ahead for Liverpool in the next few weeks.
They do, although they're playing Wolves, aren't they, at the weekend, which should be an easy proposition for them. It's another old stadium that's disappearing. A lot of story, a lot of history going. Sad, isn't it?
I totally agree with you. I don't know if it's an ageist thing with me, because I'm from a different era watching football. But I love the old stadiums. I love the vibrancy of them. I love the noise in the stadium. I loved how close they were to the pitch, and you know how you could, you know, hear the fans when you were on the playing field itself. But I fully understand. I think you said, is it 52,000 all seater? It's going to be.
It is, yeah. So that's about. Yeah, I mean, 14,000 more. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been past the stadium. My son lives up that way, and I've been past the stadium on numerous occasions. I've got to tell you, it looks absolutely fantastic. State-of-the-art stadium. I'm sure the Evertonians, when they go to the games, are going to really enjoy it. But they're going to have to make their own history there, both the supporters and the players, you know, after being at Goodison for so long. Everything about it is going to generate money. That's going to help to bring in new players. So I understand that aspect of it. You know, for a football fan, going to the new stadium, being in a stadium that's got the, you know, lovely bars, you know, your family can go around and enjoy the environment, whereas maybe the old stadium, it wasn't quite like that. I fully understand why they have to move on. But you are missing the old stadiums that are no longer around anymore.
Who's going to win, Ray?
What a question you ask a ex-Liverpool player. Of course, it's got to be Liverpool.
For God's sake.
You know what, Oliver, I do think, though, genuinely, you know, this is a game, you don't need a team talk. Neither manager needs to say anything in the changing room. You know, you should be ready for this if you're an Evertonian or you're a Liverpool player.
You're saying Liverpool anyway. We have to go.
I'm just going to go for Liverpool. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Houghton. Really enjoyed chatting with you again. We should do this more often. Thanks a million. It's on TNT Sports as well. Also, Celtic, Bayern Munich, and RT2 Champions League action tonight. There'll be two screens going on in houses this evening.